The creative process is messy. For example, take How to Succeed in Evil. When it started off, I thought it wanted to be a comic book. But I couldn't draw and I didn't have an artist, so I made some episodes and put them out on the Shaunakki podcast. All well and good. But up around 6 episodes or so, I realized the thing had taken on a life of its own. And around episode 10, I found an artist. Now realize, these original 10 podcasts, while well-produced and a hell of a lot of fun, were really notes or sketches that I used to roughen the characters and set the tone of the story. Now with the art and the artist and the graphic medium, there were compromises. Even worse was interest from film and television people, which made things messier because the cake wasn't really in the oven yet. I was still just mixing up the batter. So in my excitement and inexperience, I decided to try several different kinds of cakes at once. This was ambitious. This was daring. It was also stupid. Because before you can come out with a line of cakes, it's probably a good idea to bake one cake first. Then, sure, expand into cupcakes, pies, pastries of all varieties. This all sounds perfectly logical now. Now that we can view this at a safe distance from the actual battle, but at the time when I was going through all of it, well, what can I say other than the creative process is messy? And the whole time I was running around like a chicken with its head cut off, there's still this great story with an awesome title, just trying to be born, struggling to find a form of its own. That form became a novel. Because I really don't know shit about writing for television, nor do I really know all that much about comic books. And I can't draw, so it becomes expensive to experiment. And film. Well, there hasn't been an original idea in the film industry since 1970-something. Totally derivative. And the only way to stand a chance is to write, say, a good book. And have it optioned. Which brought me back to books. Yeah, I know a little something about books. So I sat down and I wrote 80,000 words of a How to Succeed in Evil novel. And they were okay, I suppose, except for the fact that about 50,000 of them were the wrong words. Well, they were the right words for another book, perhaps the second book of How to Succeed in Evil, but certainly not for the book I was trying to write. So, I started over again. Now, if this is starting to sound to you like I was attempting to build a castle in a swamp...
Well, the king said it was daft to build a castle in a swamp, but I built it all the same, just to show them. They sank into the swamp, so I built a second one. That sank into the swamp. So I built a third one. That burned down, fell over, then sank into the swamp, but the fourth one stayed up. And that's what you're going to get, lad. The strongest castle in these islands.
I'm not a big sports guy. In fact, I'm not a large guy of any description. But there is a quote from former UCLA basketball coach John Wooden that has stuck with me. Success is the peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you made the effort to build the best castle of which you are capable. Wait a minute, I think I screwed that up, but no matter. You see, the point is, I've taken the raw bricks of How to Succeed in Evil, and I've built the finest castle in these isles. Or at least, the finest book of which I am capable of writing. And the first chapter will go up on succeedinevil.com and patiobooks.com on March 16th. I would make it the 15th of March, but it's a Sunday and the day they got Julius Caesar. So for those of you who have hung in there, in the long, cold, seemingly hopeless interregnum, I thank you. Here's something to whet your appetite. Why do the bad guys always lose? Like those police chase shows where nobody ever seems to get away? They just don't show the ones where the bad guys win. And the reason is, if it's Superman's story and Lex Luthor wins, then the story is over and you don't get to sell any more comic books or make any more movies. Show me all the shaky helicopter footage you want, but I know somebody gets away. I know that sometimes the bad guy wins. But what if it's Lex Luthor's story? What if you told the tale from the other side of the street? Well, Then you'd have to figure out what it takes to succeed in evil. How to Succeed in Evil, the novel, now available at succeedinevil.com.